Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast here on April 18th, 2024. Hope this one finds you well. And as always, my thanks to my sponsor, quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, for sponsoring this podcast and allowing this stuff to go out to you. So anyway, I want to talk about GB News because I'm sorry, but GB News really is fake news. It really is fake news. The notion that you're going to get anything of substance in this news platform is increasingly implausible. And yes, I know that Neil Oliver is on it and he does put out good stuff and he's possibly the last remnant. There are a few other people who probably okay, but you know, you have to judge GB News on what it does. And here's a headline from today from GB News. Quote, electric vehicles could save drivers £13,000, with two-thirds of Britons ready to ditch petrol and diesel cars. You know, just come on, GB News. Why are you doing this? Why are you putting out such garbage as this? This at the same time when we know that all around the world, sales of electric vehicles are dropping. But you're pushing them. Why is that, GB News? Why are you pushing something which is a core element of the WEF agenda? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing something which you were pushing a story which you know is completely fake and false? They can't basically give away electric vehicles outside of the corporate world. And the only reason they give them away in the corporate world, the only reason they get these car manufacturers are getting their sales from the corporate world is because of the tax advantage. It's the only reason. Most ordinary people prefer their petrol and diesel cars. And there's a damn good reason for that. There's an infrastructure. There's a cost advantage. There's a practical advantage. There's every advantage. But listen, it's not just electric vehicles that GB News are misleading you on. They are extraordinarily woke when it comes to climate change. I mean, they have a weather forecaster who comes on and who continually hypes up climate change, it's irreversible. I tell you, please listen to David Attenborough before it's too late. The absolute lunatic of a weather forecaster. Well, that's strange as well. And when you start to consider actually GB News more broadly, I mean, it seems to me that it's trying to do the impossible and it will fail and it deserves to fail if that's the case. It's trying to walk a tightrope with Ofcom, and it thinks that if it puts up stories like, you know, electric vehicles are super duper great, climate change, we've got to take it real seriously. If it does stuff like, if it goes along with stuff like that, then Ofcom will leave it alone so that if it tackles other topics, such as that which Neil Oliver has tackled, it'll be left alone. It won't be left alone. This is a complete fantasy from those at the top at GB News. Or if it's left alone, it's only because it's become indistinguishable from Sky and the BBC. That's the only reason it's going to be left alone. Remember, GB News did get rid of Lawrence Fox, did get rid of Calvin Robinson, did get rid of Mark Stein, did get rid of Dan Wooten, did get rid of a swathe of people. And, you know, what does that tell you about GB News? Oh, but they've got Nigel Farage. So what? So what if they've got Nigel Farage? Maybe that's another indication that even with Nigel Farage, because they've got Nigel Farage, they still desperately want to play the Ofcom game. And the awful truth is, and I guess this is unfortunate, but, you know, you cannot play the Ofcom game without becoming part of the beast system. And that's essentially what they are now. GB News is part of the beast system. It's pushing the climate change agenda as hard as anybody else, as hard as the BBC. And the climate change agenda is all about removing our freedom and liberty. We know that. We get that. So we understand that. So why are they doing it? They must understand that as well. People in GB News must know exactly what's going on. When you talk to people who work for GB News and who work within GB News, it's sort of scary what you hear, basically, is all I can say to you. I'm not going to give away anything said in confidence, but it's scary what you hear. And it certainly wouldn't make me watch GB News in a million years. I'll watch stuff where it's put out on social media, yeah, But the idea of actually tuning in to the telly box to watch GB News is not something that I think I, for the first week or two, I paid attention to it. And then I started to get questions about it. And now when I see it doing full on World Economic Forum shilling when it comes to things like climate change, when it comes to cars, I realize that, you know, there's as little point to watching GB News as there is to watching the BBC News. Also pointless. Although, to be fair, GB News don't force us to pay for them. But they must be losing shed loads of money. I don't think it's sustainable. I also think, curiously enough, when Keir Starmer gets into office towards the back end of this year, in the first couple of years of the new Labour government, I'm sure they'll go for GB News and close them down completely. And that's why, really, you know, trying to emulate the big TV platforms is really not the way to go. I think the way to do it is the way we do it here on the alternative media, where we don't care about TV. Who watches TV anymore? I can get as many clicks on some of the stuff I do as GB News gets. So, you know, really and truly, it's an old-fashioned model, and I don't think it's going to endure, and I'm not sure that it's worthy of enduring. Thanks for listening.